Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman, member by Bram Goldar, and here Masechus Vachim, Daf Ein Ches, the 8th Perek, Kohos Vachim. So the three Dafs we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states that if blood of a carbon became mixed with water, imesh bo marz dam, if it has the appearance of blood, it's valid. If it became mixed with red wine, roin oso ki iluhu mayim, we view it as if it were water, and if the blood in this amount of water would appear as blood, it's valid. The Tanna Kamma says the same applies if it became mixed with blood of chulin animals. But Rabbi Yehuda says, ain't dam mevatal dam. Blood doesn't nullify blood. He holds that min bemino, a kind mixed with its same kind, is never batal. So the carbon's blood remains valid. Rabbi Yochanan said that the Mishnah's first ruling, permitting zrika of blood mixed with water, only applies where water fell into the blood. Aval nafal dam utok mayim. But if blood fell into water, rishon batal. Each first drop of blood is nullified as it falls into the water and cannot be used. Even if the mixture eventually turns red, it may not be used because of dichui, rejection. Point number two, Reish Lakish says, Ha-pigol v'nosir v'tame, shablal on zeh b'zeh. If someone makes pigol, nosir, and tame kadshim with one another and ate them, he's completely putter, although there was a kazayis of each iser, because yefshir shul yar b'min al-chaber v'yabetlenu. It's impossible that one type of iser should not overwhelm the other and nullify it. Rashi explains that as he chews, parts of each iser become mixed into the other and bottle to it. Since they'll not exchange parts exactly equally, one iser will invariably emerge larger and he can only be liable for that iser. Since this iser is unknown, the hasra, the warning to him, is hasra safek, an uncertain warning. This proves three principles. Number one, isurim mevatlin zeh zeh, prohibited items can nullify one another. Number two, nosin tam berov lav deraisa, the prohibition to eat food where a forbidden item gives flavor into a majority permitted one is not biblical. This assumes that the isurim are different types, for example, meat and flour, yet he's still not liable for the minority iser, which imparts flavor. However, this principle is disproven, so the case must be min bemino, where the minority does not give flavor to the majority. And number three, hasra safek is not a valid hasra. And point number three, the Gemara asks that even in a mixture of isurin of min bemino, the minority should not be batal. Rather, we should calculate it as if it were min b'she'eno mino, one kind with something not its kind, and if it would give flavor to the majority, it should not be nullified. This is demonstrated from our Mishnah, which taught that if a carbon blood mixed with wine, roin, we view the wine as if it's water, and the blood remains valid for zrika. Furthermore, in a braisa where a tameh bucket which had white wine or milk in it, which was immersed in a mikveh, Rav Yehuda says, Roin osoki hu yain adom. We view the wine or milk as if it were red wine. Im diha marehu kasher. If there's so little wine that its color would have become faint through dilution of the mikveh water, the tefillah is valid. But if the redness of the wine would still be present, the tefillah is not valid, although this wine is actually white. The Gemara concludes that the question of roin is a malchokas tanaim, because the Tanna Kamma argues with Rabbi Yehuda and says, holchin achar rov, we follow the majority, and if most of the liquid is water, the tevila is valid. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the next Mishnah states that if blood of a carbon became mixed with water, im yesh bo marz dam, if it has the appearance of blood, it's valid. If it became mixed with red wine, roin oso ki iluhu mayim, we view it as if it were water, and if the blood in this amount of water would appear as blood, it's valid. The Tanna Kamma says the same applies if it became mixed with blood of chulin animals, but Rabbi Yehuda says, ain't dam mevatal dam. Blood doesn't nullify blood. He holds that min bemino, a kind mixed with its same kind, is never batal, so the carbon's blood remains valid. Rabbi Yochanan said that the Mishnah's first ruling, permitting zrika of blood mixed with water, only applies where water fell into the blood, aval nafal dam utok mayim. But if blood fell into water, rishon batal. Each first drop of blood is nullified as it falls into the water and cannot be used. Even if the mixture eventually turns red, it may not be used because of dichui, rejection. Point number two, Reish Lakish says, Ha-pigol v'nosir v'tameh, shablal on zeh b'zeh. If someone makes pigol, nosir, and tameh kadshim with one another and ate them, he's completely putter, although there was a kazayis of each iser, because yefshir shul yar b'min al-chaber v'yabetlenu. It's impossible that one type of iser should not overwhelm the other and nullify it. Rashi explains that as he chews, parts of each iser become mixed into the other and bottle to it. Since they'll not exchange parts exactly equally, one iser will invariably emerge larger and he can only be liable for that iser. Since this iser is unknown, the hasra, the warning to him, is hasra safek, an uncertain warning. This proves three principles. Number one, Isurim Mevatlin Zeh et Zeh, prohibited items can nullify one another. Number two, Nosen Tam Berov Lav Daraisa, the prohibition to eat food where a forbidden item gets flavored into a majority permitted one is not biblical. This assumes that the Isurim are different types, for example, meat and flour, yet he's still not liable for the minority Isur, which imparts flavor. However, this principle is disproven, so the case must be min bimino, where the minority does not give flavor to the majority. And number three, hasra safek is not a valid hasra. And point number three, the Gemara asks that even in a mixture of isurin of min bimino, the minority should not be batal. Rather, we should calculate it as if it were min b'she'eno mino, one kind with something not its kind, and if it would give flavor to the majority, it should not be nullified. This is demonstrated from our Mishnah, which taught that if a carbon blood mixed with wine, roin, we view the wine as if it's water and the blood remains valid for zrika. Furthermore, in a braisa where a tame bucket which had white wine or milk in it, which was immersed in a mikveh, Rav Yehuda says, roin osoki hu yain adom, we view the wine or milk as if it were red wine, imdi hamarehu kasher, if there's so little wine that its color would have become faint through dilution of the mikveh water, the tevilah is valid. But if the redness of the wine would still be present, the tefillah is not valid, although this wine is actually white. The Gemara concludes that the question of roin is a machlokas tanaim, because the Tanna Kamma argues with Rabbi Yehuda and says, holchin achar rov, we follow the majority, and if most of the liquid is water, the tefillah is valid. All right, so now we got our siman daf ha'ayin ches, and this siman was suggested to us by Jeremy Shaiwitz, who suggested that ayin ches is a child going ach. A child going, ach, so here goes. The Kohen who yelled, ach, when wine dripped into the blood to be sprinkled, was drowned out by the Kohen yelling, ach, while eating a mixture of pigel, nosra, and tame, even though he was exempt from malchus, who was completely drowned out by the Kohen by the mikveh yelling, ach, while trying to imagine that the milk in the tame bucket immersed in the mikveh was actually red wine. Once again, slow motion. The Kohen who yelled, ach, ach, that must more on daf, ein ches. The Kohen who yelled, ach, when wine dripped into the blood to be sprinkled, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if the dam of a carbon became mixed with water, im yesh bo mar's dam, if it has the appearance of blood, it's valid. If it became mixed with red wine, roin osoki hu mayim, we view it as if it were water, and if the blood in this amount of water would appear as blood, it is valid. So, the Kohen who yelled, ach, when wine dripped into the blood to be sprinkled, was drowned out by the Kohen yelling, ach, while eating a mixture of pigel, nosra, and tame, even though he was exempt from Malkus, which reminds us, Rish Lakish says, "Hapigol v'noser v'atami shablal on zeh b'zeh." If someone mixed pigol noser and tame kadshim with one another and ate them, he's completely putter. Although there was a kazayis of each iser, because yevshesh shul yarba min al chaver v'yabatlenu, it's impossible that one type of iser should not overwhelm the other and nullify it. Rashi explains that as he chews, parts of each iser become mixed into the other and batal to it. Since they'll not exchange parts exactly equally, one Isser will invariably emerge larger, and he can only be liable for that Isser. Since his Isser is unknown, the Asra, the warning to him, is an Asra Safik, an uncertain warning. This proves three principles, the first one being, Isurim Mevatlin Zeh Ezeh, prohibited items can nullify one another. So, the Kohen who yelled, ach, when wine dripped into the blood to be sprinkled, was drowned out by the Kohen yelling, ach, while eating a mixture of pigel, nosra, and tame, even though he was exempt from malchus, who was completely drowned out by the Kohen by the mikveh yelling, ach, while trying to imagine that the milk in the tame bucket immersed in the mikveh was actually red wine, which reminds us, in a braisa it states that where a tame bucket which had white wine or milk in it, which was immersed in a mikveh, Rav Yehuda says, roi nosoki hu yain adam, we view the wine or the milk as if it were red wine, imdi hamarehu kasher, if there's so little wine that its color would have become faint through dilution of the mikveh water, the tevilah is valid. But if the redness of the wine would still be present, the tevilah is not valid, although this wine is actually white. So once again, the Kohen yelled, ach, when wine dripped into the blood to be sprinkled, was drowned out by the Kohen yelling, ach, while eating a mixture of pigel, nosra, and tame, even though he was exempt from Malkus, who was completely drowned out by the Kohen by the mikveh yelling, ach, while trying to imagine that the milk in the tame bucket immersed in the mikveh was actually red wine. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazara. Dafayin dalet. So the simmer dafayin dalet is an aid, a witness. So here goes. While one witness, that must be more daf ayin dalet, aid. While one witness was busy watching a ring fall into the sea from a bucket of rings that had one avodah zarah ring In it, which reminds us, Rav said to Bashal Avodas Kochavim, Shin Zarba B'Meya Taba'os, if a ring used for Avodah Zorah and Asur B'Hana became mixed with 100 permitted rings, one of which fell into the Mediterranean Sea, they all become permitted because we say that this ring which fell in is the forbidden one. Since the forbidden ring was only not batal on a Drabban level, we rule leniently and assume the forbidden ring was destroyed. So while one witness was busy watching a ring fall into the sea from a bucket of rings that had one Avodah Zorah ring in it, and a second witness saw someone pour 40 rings from a 100-ring bucket that included an Avodah Zorah ring into a second bucket of rings, which reminds us, Rav said that if a ring of Avodah Zorah became mixed into 100 rings and 40 of them fell into another group, they do not prohibit the second group. We presume the forbidden ring remained among the other 60, and once these 40 fell into a second group, a ring taken from the mixture is sveik sveika, a double doubt, meaning if it came from the original group of 40, and if that group contained the forbidden ring. If the other 60 fell into another group, they do prohibit it, since we assume the ring is among them. So, while one witness was busy watching a ring fall into the sea from a bucket of rings that had one Avodah Zorah ring in it, and a second witness saw someone pour 40 rings from a 100-ring bucket that included an Avodah Zorah ring into a second bucket of rings, a security camera got footage of the man who removed a percentage of truma from a barrel that was part of the 100 barrels of chulin wine that one barrel of truma fell into, which reminds us, if one barrel of truma fell into 100 barrels of chulin, in this case the barrels were sealed, and so the truma was not batal, if one of them was open incidentally, one may then remove its percentage of truma and the rest of the barrel is permitted. Daf Ayin Hey, so the simmer Daf Ayin Hey is an Amah Haaretz. So here goes. Well, one Kohen Amah Haaretz, that must be more Daf Ayin Hey. Well, one Kohen Amah Haaretz didn't know what to do with the blood of two karbanos, which got blended together into a single cup, which reminds us, a braisa teaches that if karbanos became mixed with each other, the Kohen must make the required matanos with each one. If he made one matana from each carbon, it's valid. This applies where the blood was in separate cups but intermingled. But babola, where the blood was blended into a single cup, the Tanakhama says he makes four matanas for all the kabanas together and a single matana suffices because he holds yesh bila, there is even mixing. So each matana contains blood from every carbon. Rebbe says roinus matana, we examine the application. If there's enough blood in it for each carbon, it's valid, but if not, it's invalid. So, while one Kohen Amah Haaretz didn't know what to do with the blood of two karbanos, which got blended together into a single cup, his Amah Haaretz twin brother was so busy trying to figure out if he could weigh the meat of the Bechor he was Makdish to Bedek Abayis against a liter away, which reminds the Gemara discusses if one was Makdish of Bechor for Bedek Abayis, can it be auctioned in a degrading way to benefit Hektish by weighing it against a litra? Do we say Ravchet de Hektish Adif, the prophet Hektish, is more important, or do we say Zilus de Bechor Adif, the issue of the degradation of a Bechor is more important? Rabbi Yami ultimately concludes, did this Kohen transfer to Hektish anything but what was previously owned by him? Since he could not weigh it against Elitra, he could not enable Hektish to do so. So, while one Kohen Amah Haaretz didn't know what to do with the blood of two karbanos, which got blended together into a single cup, his Amah Haaretz twin brother was so busy trying to figure out if he could weigh the meat of the Bechor he was Makdish to Bedek Abayis against a liter of weight, that he didn't notice his Ashim getting mixed with the Shlamim, which would require the Shlamim to be eaten with the restrictions of an Ashim, according to Rabbi Shimon, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if an Ashim became mixed with the Shlamim, Rabbi Shimon says they must both be shechted in Safon, which is only required for the Ashim, and they must be eaten according to the laws of the more stringent of them. They're both restricted to the laws of Ashim and must be eaten by male Kohanim in the Azara and only for one day and night, in contrast to a standard Shlamim. The Chami said, Rabbi Shimon, Ein Mavin Kachim Lebeis Apsul. We don't bring Kachim to a place of more likely invalidation. We instead leave the animals to graze until they develop a mum, whereupon they're sold and new karbanas are purchased. Daf Ein Vav. So the simmer Daf Ein Vav is IV intravenous. So here goes. Dr. Cohn, who's adding truma spices to a Kachim IV drip. IV? That must mean we're on Daf Ein Vav. Dr. Cohn, who's adding truma spices to a Kachim IV drip, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether Rabbi Shimon permits shortening Truma's consumption, even l'chadchila. Rabbi Shimon said that Kohanim may eat Kachim however they like, cooked or roasted, and may add spices of chulin or Truma, thereby limiting the Truma's consumption to the carbon's time allotment. Rava answered, Hanachu Truma's tavlin drabban, leave Truma of spices, which is only rabbinically Truma. So Rabbi Shimon permits limiting its consumption. So Dr. Cohn, who is adding Truma's spices to a Kachim IV drip, watched as a Suffolk Matsura Mukhot showed up with his conditional Ashim along with an IV bag filled with a little more than a log of oil, which reminds us, Abai challenged Rabbi again from a brisa about someone who was uncertain if he was a Matsura Mukhot, a confirmed Matsura, who would be obligated to bring, among other kabbanis, an Ashim and a log of oil, which was sprinkled in the base of Mikdash and applied to his body. Rabbi Shimon says that he may bring these items conditionally and say that if he was a Matsur, these should be sanctified as a requisite Ashim. And if not, the Ashim, so to speak, should be instead a Shalmei Nedava, a donated Shlamim. Because of this uncertainty, this carbon has the restrictions of both. So this proves Rabbi Shimon permits restricting a possible Shlamim with the laws of Ashim. The Gemara answers, Tukuni Gavrei Sha'ani, the remedy of a person is different and allows for restricting a carbon's consumption in order to complete his purification and permit him to eat kadshim. So Dr. Cohen, who is adding truma spices to kadshim, IV drip, watches a Suffolk Matsura Mukhot showed up with his conditional ashim, along with an IV bag filled with a little more than a log of oil, from which a Cohen did kamitza and sprinkled toward the kosh kadashim, and then put the rest on the mizbeach, like water, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses how the log shemen of a Suffolk Matsura is brought. Excellent, that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning. Daf Ein Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Ein Zayin is an A's, a goat. So here goes. The flying goat, that must be on Daf Ein Zayin. The flying goat, who knows that limbs of an ol and chattas, which were mixed together, were all placed on the Mizbeach, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if limbs of a chattas, which are eaten, became mixed with limbs of an ola, which are burned on the Mizbeach, Rabbi Eliezer says they're all placed on the Mizbeach, bro anis basar chattas melamala kihila en eitzim, and I view the chattas meat on top as if it were wood for the fire, and not hektar of a carbon, which is forbidden for limbs of a chattas. The Chachamim say tu bar sarasan, they should be left over for their form to change the next morning, v'yetzu l'beis ha'sreifa, and then they'll go out to the place of burning, invalidated karbanas. So the flying goat, who knows that limbs of an ol and chattas, which were mixed together, were all placed on the mizbeach, and saw a Kohen heading up the ramp to burn a mixture of limbs of an ola with limbs of a baal's mum, saying the invalid limbs were like wood to him, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses a case where valid evari ola became mixed with evarim of a baal's mum. Eliezer permits them all, viewing the invalid Evarim as if it were wood, and the Rabban prohibit placing them on the Mizbeach. The Gemara wonders, according to Rabbi Eliezer, what the difference is between a Roveh of a Nirba, which may not be brought on the Mizbeach, even as wood, and a Baal's Mum. It ultimately explains that he darshans Mum Bam Hudu Lo Yiratsu, only when a blemish is in them, meaning the limbs themselves will not be accepted. Ha'al Yede Tarov is Yiratsu, but through a mixture with valid Evarim, they will be accepted. Accordingly, when Rabbi Eliezer argued that invalid Evarim may be placed on the Mizbeach, which am Eitzim, as if it were wood for the fire, he's addressing the Rabban who disagree with him. So the flying goat, who knows that limbs of an ol and chattas, which were mixed together, were all placed on the Mizbeach, and saw a Kohen heading up the ramp to burn a mixture of limbs of an ol with the limbs of a baal's mum, saying the invalid limbs were like wood to him, became unsettled when he saw another Kohen bringing two goat heads from the mixture, which reminds us, the next Mishnah discusses Evarim of a valid ola, which became mixed with Evarim of Balimumin, and disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda and holds, all Tanaim agree, they cannot be brought up together. Rabbi Eliezer says, in Karv Rosh Echad Mehen, if the head of one of them was already offered, Yikrubu Kol Rashim, all the remaining heads should be offered. If the legs of one were offered, all the remaining legs should be offered. He holds that we presume that it was the limbs of the Baal's Mum which were offered, allowing the rest to be offered outright. But the Chachamim say, even if all of them were offered except for one, it should be taken out to be burned in the base of Sreifa. All right, so now it's time to cook with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which step of the case where valid limbs of an ola became mixed with the limbs of a Baal's Mum? That's on Daf Ein Zayin. Good. Number 2. Which daf does the Gemara ask the Nibatu Baruba, but let the prohibited animals that are mixed in with permitted animals become nullified by the majority? That's on Daf Ein Beis. Good. Number 3. Which daf do you discuss what the din is if a bucket of white wine or milk became immersed in a mikvah? That's on Daf Ein Ches. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn that if a ring of Avodah Zorah became mixed into 100 rings and 40 of them fell into another group, they do not prohibit the second group? That's on Daf Ein Dalet. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we makos whether sacrificing a mixed group, for example, a Nashim Mashlamim, shortens the time of consumption? That's on Daf Ein Hey. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn from the case of one who ate a mixture of Pigod Noser and Tameh that Isurin Mevatlin, Zeh, that's on Daf Ein Ches. Good. Number 7. which daf you discuss how the log shemen of a safek mitzor muchlat is brought. That's on daf Ayin Vav. Good. Number 8. Which daf do makokas of the hakrava of one rosh permits being makrav the other heads? That's on daf Ayin Zayin. Good. Number 9. Which daf do discuss what the din is if dam of a carbon became mixed with water, wine, or chulin blood? That's on daf Ayin Ches. Great. And number 10. Which daf do you discuss what the din is when one sealed truma barrel got mixed into 100 barrels of chulin wine and one was open? That's on daf Ayin Dalet. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.